The crown of thorns starfish, we know it's a major threat to the Great Barrier Reef, well now it's turned up in large numbers on reefs off WA. Researchers from the CSIRO and University of WA have found very high numbers of the coral-eating invertebrates on reefs adjacent to the Pilbara's deserts and iron ore mines. These little-known reefs were already struggling with two severe bleaching events from recent years. Dr. Russ Babcock is the CSIRO lead scientist for the Pilbara Coast Survey, and he's speaking with our reporter, Cathy Van Exel.
There's a group of islands in the central west Pilbara, which is the focus of oil and gas development on Barrow Island, and also a marine park centered around the Montebello Islands. They're significant in several ways. First of all, they're quite extensive. There are over 1,000 islands and reefs that are exposed at low tide in this region, which stretches for about 300 kilometres. It's got quite a bit of reef habitat, and it's quite diverse, ranging from inshore areas that have seagrasses mingled in with the corals and maybe sometimes quite turbid waters to wave-exposed offshore reefs with really clear water. So the whole range of coral reef habitats there.
Now, it's under attack by the crown of thorns starfish. Is this a surprise?
Yes, we were surprised by this. We had heard of some crown of thorns occurring in the north of the region a couple of decades ago. So we knew they were there. We'd actually seen them rarely at Ningaloo. But when we were doing surveys to document the level of coral bleaching at the beginning of the year, we noted quite high densities in one area that was of particularly high coral cover, and thought that given the depletion of the coral that had happened due to the bleaching and these high crown of thorns densities, that there's potential for a really kind of severe impact on the corals through a combination of those factors, and that we'd better do a comprehensive survey around the islands to really see just how many there were and how widespread they were.
And what have you found?
Having surveyed around the Montebellos and Barrow, a total of about 65 kilometres of underwater manta toes, that the average density of starfish is certainly over the outbreak level, and in some areas we've found up to 220 starfish per hectare.
How does that compare with the current outbreak of crown of thorns on the Great Barrier Reef then?
Well, there's patchy sort of numbers of crown of thorns around the reef, but it certainly be similar to many of the reefs on the barrier reef that are experiencing crown of thorns at the moment.
And so were you able to assess the kind of damage that's being caused by this outbreak?
Well, we'll have to go back in order to do that and take a series of measurements to see how much coral is eaten over time. But that's one of the missions of our project, is to try to document and understand these kinds of impacts, but also how long it takes reefs to recover from things like cyclones, bleaching, crown of thorns, so that we have a better understanding of what we have to do to try and manage and protect them into the future.
And so you mentioned that this area has been the victim of coral bleaching. Tell me what you know about the bleaching that's occurred there.
In 2011, there was one of the most, in fact, it was the most severe summer heating event along the coast of Western Australia that's ever been recorded. That was a very strong heat wave that affected the coast from the Pilbara right down to Rottnest Island off Perth. It caused very significant coral bleaching in some areas, including parts of Ningaloo and the southern Pilbara. But some areas, you know, more or less escaped. Although they were bleached, there wasn't that much mortality. But in subsequent years, 2013 and 2014, there was again bleaching in these areas, and in fact in some areas it was worse than this record heat wave. So there have been a series of bleachings in this region that have compounded the impact of bleaching over those years, and now we see the crown of thorns coming on top of that. So the coral cover level around the Montebello and Barrow Islands are down to about 5%.
So would you expect that a reef that is struggling because of bleaching would then become prone to an outbreak of crown of thorns?
Perversely, it's probably less prone to crown of thorns, because the kinds of corals that are most favoured by these starfish as part of their diet, the fast-growing staghorn corals and table corals, are also some of the ones that are most prone to bleaching. So many of the favourite corals of the starfish would have been killed off in the bleaching. So they are now moving on to slower-growing corals like these giant bommies of parietes and feeding on them. So that would slow their growth and reduce the rate of increase of the outbreak. but it may also mean that the impact that they have on the remaining corals is even more severe. It's kind of a complex story in that way, but not a terribly positive one.
What is behind this outbreak then? Is it associated with nutrient runoff, as is the case for the Great Barrier Reef?
That's one of the things we're trying to discover. It'll be difficult to try and understand how to manage the crown of thorns situation in the northwest without having a better understanding of the causes. And we know there are several potential causes of outbreaks, all of which might be acting at the same time. So trying to tease out which one of those or which combination of them might be most important in this region is going to be a work that takes us some time.
Are there any concerns then for Ningaloo Reef, given you're saying that we've never seen an outbreak to this extent on the West Australian coast?
Yes, I think, you know, it would be very concerning if the Crown of Thorns outbreaks spread to Ningaloo. Ningaloo Reef is somewhat buffered from outbreak potential because of the direction of prevailing currents in the summer. But if it ever does, there's a lot of coral there that would really provide a good footing for them to take off. So something we're definitely keeping an eye on.
Well, please save the Ningaloo Reef. It's so beautiful. That's Dr. Russ Babcock, Senior Principal Research Scientist with CSIRO Oceans and Atmosphere, speaking with Kathy Van Extel. And that study is part of a five-year, $12 million survey, partly funded by environmental offsets from Chevron's nearby $60 billion Gorgon LNG project.